Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome back. It's another Spectrum show. We have a return guest. We have Manly Lin, who is here with us from the Small Business Administration. Manly, welcome back to China America.
Thank you, for inviting me back.
My pleasure indeed. Well, I have so many questions because we did an interview with you last summer, and then I had a chance to visit one of your seminars that you did in Flushing.
Yes.
And so I have lots and lots and lots of questions, but let's bring our audience up to speed now. We're in 2019. Tell us a little bit about the work of the SBA and what type of resources and products you have available for potential business owners.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, SBA, actually, we help the entrepreneurs who want to start a business or existing business, actually, they want to grow. So we provide financing. So no matter you are a startups or you want to export to other countries or you want to buy the property for your business, we have different kind of loan. The lenders actually, we guarantee to the banks, actually, the lenders actually to provide a small business loan for business.
So you're kind of in the middle. You are kind of in between a small business owner or startup and the banks and the financial institutions to kind of help them work that out, and then you can guarantee the loans if, let's say, the banks don't
want to
go alone.
They don't want to, right. If, you know, a lot of businesses, they are not qualified for the conventional loan. So actually, then we can help the business with those because we will guarantee to the lenders, means we tell the lenders if something happened, the business cannot repay the debt. Actually, government can repay it up to 85% to them.
Well, let's educate our listeners a little bit. What are some of the things that would definitely be required to get a business loan or for the SBA to step in? You can't just go in with no assets and terrible credit and think you're going to walk out with a pot of money.
Right.
So
yeah.
Tell me what the maybe top two or three or four elements people must be able to provide in order to move ahead in this project.
Okay. First, although SBA, we told the lenders they cannot reject the loan because they just start the business. But most of the lenders, actually, they are not lending to the business less than 2 years. And also, you have to submit the past 3 or 2 years your tax return to show that actually you're making profits. And also, you know, you have to prove that actually we don't see your credit score as much as your credibility and your character. Actually, we want, for example, a lot of graduates. They want to start a business, but they still own government's student loan. That's the biggest problem for the graduates right now. So, but if you can show that you are, have a good business plan, you know what you are doing, that's what we are looking for.
How about the influence of people's personal credit on getting their business loan? Is that an important factor?
Oh, yes. Anybody own more than 20% of the business, actually, they will be the co-signer. So actually, your credit score is important, but not as important as your business plan. We want to see the future, not your past.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very good. I came to your event in Flushing several months ago, and you do these events in English as well as in Chinese.
Right.
So you have a lot of Chinese business wannabes, I guess, that come to these events that are looking to start some kind of a business. Let's educate our people that maybe have come to the United States from China and want to start a business. What are their biggest obstacles to starting a business in the United States if they're unfamiliar with how business works here?
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of new immigrants, actually they don't know the regulations. You know, for example, in China, you need to have certain amount of money to start your own business. But I heard that actually is changing right now. I think one thing I'm very happy because a lot of Chinese delegation visit SBA. So I give them presentation about how U.S. government helped the small business. And for the past, you know, like 5-10 years, I can see they're changing. So right now, a lot of regulation, actually, they are similar to U.S. regulation. So, but, you know, when you come to New York, if you don't know U.S. Government's regulation or New York City state's regulation, actually, you will make some mistakes. So I think, you know, the most important things I would tell them how to start a business in New York. I hold a lot of seminars. The other things, you know, I think for Chinese business here, I always advise them, don't just think about do business with Chinese community. They should try to go outside of Chinese community. You know, the market is so big, and you know, I think some of the Chinese product or services actually are needed actually for other communities. So I always want to bring Chinese community, you know, with other communities to work together.
When Americans go to China to do business in China, they are always advised to have someone on the ground in China to help them. Do you tell people coming to the United States from China to find an American to help you at this end?
Okay, that's the second thing actually SBA can provide free. We provide money, actually, funding to our resource partner. For example, in Queens, we have LaGuardia Community College Small Business Development Center and York College Small Business Development Center. So they provide free counseling, one-on-one counseling to help the startups. And so right now I work with these two colleges. I hold monthly seminar with them, and then they can make appointment with the business advisor one-on-one. So they all have Chinese-speaking business advisors. I think that's the best way to go.
So you can help connect them with a mentor or someone that can help direct them, and perhaps someone from the same business or industry that they want to get engaged with.
Yes, yes. So I will recommend them because I work with several Chinese organizations, so they can go to my seminars, so network with the Chinese business here.
When you give your seminars, tell me the different types of groups that you address. I know you in many cases just get a classroom somewhere and advertise that you're going to be there, but you also get invited to, I guess, certain organizations or groups over the course of a year. You probably go to a lot of different venues, a lot of different places, right?
Right. Actually, last year, believe it or not, I conducted more than 250 seminars. Yeah, so a lot of organizations, for example, some of them, they help the employment, but they have a lot of clients actually thinking about start a business. And some of the organization, for example, there is one we call e-commerce federation. So, you know, people want to learn how to start a business. So, and also a lot of Chinese, for example, like attorney association or business association, they all want to provide information to their members.
When people come here to start a business, they may have a lot of funds in the bank. But I guess what probably gets people most confused, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, are the regulations, things like building codes, getting licenses. Go through that process a little bit.
Right. Okay. So I think first they want to know where will be good for the business. You know, so usually I will recommend to contact the local economic development, but you know, corporation, because actually they can tell them actually which location maybe will be good for their business, and also maybe there are some intensive. Okay, they have some initiate programs actually can help them to get discount or something. Now, for example, like Long Island City, actually they have some places they have the that kind of program. The other things, I think they don't know, for example, they want to open a restaurant. A lot of Chinese, they want to open a restaurant. They didn't realize, actually, they have to go through like 7 different cities, agency. So they just heard, they just listen to their friends. So I always tell them that's very dangerous, actually risky, big risky. You have to just come to government agency. We can tell him, and we also can help them to actually to process those registration or application so they can get the best and correct information.
There are many different kinds of businesses, and I know most people think of a business as a storefront of some sort or an office space. What about the entrepreneur that these days with technology can work at home or can work from their phone or from their car? Are those still viable business opportunities for people that don't have a storefront or a big closet full of assets in the back room?
Yeah, actually, I think that's a new trend, and I encourage it, actually, a lot of business right now, they can do that, or they can go to incubator or co-working place. A lot of people, they start business from home. Right now, actually, it's more than 60% of U.S. business are home-based business. But I told them, from time to time, maybe they can rent or monthly or weekly or just set up meetings when they need to discuss the business with some business. They can go to the co-working place. So the reason of that, because, they need to go out to meet with other business owners or network with experts. Some business actually, for example, like online business, it's good that they just work from home. But I think a lot of other business, they need to connect to outside world and network with other business.
Our guest is Manley Lin. She's here from the Small Business Administration. She's a specialist in small business everything. And I guess that is one big difference between China and the United States is, if I'm correct, you must have an office space to have business in China. You must have some kind of physical presence. You have to either rent a small room or some kind of lease somewhere to have a business in many places of China, where people come here and they're probably very surprised to find out that they can just start a business in their back room or in their basement.
Yes, a lot of the Chinese, actually, they were very surprised. So easy to start a business, actually, in U.S. or in New York. A lot of regulations, actually, they never thought about. They don't have to, as strict as they were in China. So it's good that actually, we can provide them the information that to help them.
This is just a question just from me, my own curiosity, because you do so many of these seminars. Is there any particular region or province or area of China that seems to be sending more people here to start businesses? I mean, where are the people from China coming from? Are they coming from Taiwan? Are they coming from Chengdu? Are they coming from Harbin? Where are they coming from?
I think right now, in New York City is very interesting. Like Brooklyn, most are from Fujian province. And Flushing actually from north and east of China. And Taiwanese right now, they moved to Long Island and New Jersey. So we can see, actually the community are changing right now.
I guess it depends on how many generations your family has been here and how many generations people from your province have been coming here as well. Do you have any other points where I'm sure we're going to be talking to you again in a couple of weeks or a few months, but did you have any other points here as we're starting the new year that you wanted to tell our listeners before we let you go today?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Actually, this year, my office will still have we call the Emerging Leaders Program. That's the EMBA courses free for you. For business, you have to be qualified. The qualification is you have to be in business at least 3 years. And last year's annual income is more than $250,000 to $10 million, and you have more than one employee. We provide you 7 months EMBA courses. So this is for business to go to the next level and prepare their next 3 years growth plan. So we start accepting the application. This year, actually, we still will have two classes. One will be in Manhattan, Microsoft office in Times Square. The other one will be Yonkers Library. Each class, I can take 20 business owners. So I hope that actually the Chinese community, Chinese business actually can participate. Every year, usually, I will at least take one from China, one from Taiwan, one from Hong Kong, and different international groups so they can learn from each other.
So if people want more information about the SBA and about your programs in particular, how can they contact you? Where can they go, online or email or however?
Yeah, I think the best way is to contact me. My phone number is 212-264-7060.
Very good. Manly Lim, thank you so much for stopping by. Hope you have a great new year.
新年快乐,恭喜发财.
As well as 2019 on the other calendar. But come back and visit us again, and we'll be seeing you out there on the small business trail. China America Radio is always at the small business expos, and we're going to be in about 5 or 6 different cities this coming year. So, and we always run into SBA people wherever we go. Appreciate your work, and thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.